You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Adriana Dominguez. Adriana is the Director of Audience Development for the Theater and Dance Department. She's also a clinical professor and no stranger to KTPA. She has joined us on various programs, and we're glad to have her here today because she's going to talk about the summer and exciting things that are coming up. Adriana, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, as I mentioned, this summer things are coming up, and you know, a lot of the parents are going, well, the kids are going to be out of school, but I don't want them to get bored. I want them to do something else. And there are limited opportunities sometimes. It depends on, you know, income and, of course, how far you live from something. But here at the university, we're, you know, centrally located, and the fact that you are offering some summer camps.
Definitely. We offer both acting and dance camps, and it's going to be in the month of June, and it's going to be for 3 weeks. We run June 8th through the 26th. It's a Monday through Friday. For our acting camps, it's going to be in the morning from 9 to 12, and we have two sessions within that. We separate the kiddos. We have beginning and advanced because we know some kids have never been on stage before, and with our beginning camps, we take them step by step by step. And the goal for both of those camps is at the very end, we're actually going to put up a full play for their family and friends. That way everyone can see everything they have learned throughout the entire session. And then in the afternoons, we have dance camps, and we have two groups as well. So these will be Monday through Friday, also from 1 to 4, but we have availability for young kids ages 4 to 6. We have those called the Tiny Toes, and then we have the Young Dancers, and that's from ages 7 to 12. And so there's pretty much something for everyone, different skill levels, different age levels, and if people want to do both theater and dance, they can, because theater's in the morning and dance is in the afternoon, so they can be surrounded by the fine arts all day.
Tell us a little bit about the camps themselves. Before you know it, the 3 weeks are up, and the children are going like, I want more.
Definitely. Parents are always asking us, are you going to offer another one? And we like to take a break, too. So we offer one session. And I think for kids of different levels, we've had several kids who are extremely shy. I mean, they're terrified to get up on that stage. And it's amazing to see their transformation in 15 days from that first day where they're terrified. They're squeaking like little mice because they're so scared. And at the end, they have lines memorized. They can stand in front of, you know, when we have an audience, there are about 200 people. They can project. They are ready to go, and it's an amazing transformation. And I think for most kids, they all like to be hams. They really do, deep down inside. And I think this is a great way to try it out. Because as we know, with several activities, even including the arts, even though I love it, it isn't for everybody. And I think this is a great way to find out, because it's only 15 days. They're surrounded by their peers. It's only 3 hours a day. And we have a lot of other activities within that. So we definitely focus on the rehearsal process to get them ready for that final performance. But we have tons of theater games. We have a lot of different activities. And then that way, maybe if it's not for them, they're still going to have a really good time throughout
the camp.
What about
experienced, Adriana? Because some people might say, you know, I've never done this before.
Exactly. And so we do have that beginning level that we have typically for the younger kids, about 7 to 12. And so, you know, we take them from beginning, how to project, how to have good stage presence. We give them memorization techniques. And then we have that advanced level, which is usually for the older kids, about 13 to 18. But if we have, you know, a teenager who's, let's say they're 15, they're not going to want to hang out with the younger kids in beginning level, they can still register for the advanced. And we still do take a couple of days to kind of orient everyone from the beginning. And so, again, I think it's just a great experience, whatever their experience level may be.
Now, as you mentioned, and most children are hams, and they like to do different things. And I remember my oldest daughter, when she was little, she would round up her little brother and little sister, and they'd do stuff. But at the same time, sometimes you have to have be a special kind of person to bring that out in a child. And so important also are the instructors. Tell us about the professors, the instructors.
Definitely. All of us who are involved and facilitating the camps are UTEP faculty members with MFAs or above. And so it's myself. I'm the director of the overall camps. And then I have Rebecca Rivas, who is an assistant professor in theater. And she's going to be assisting with the advanced camps. And then for our dance camps, we have Sandra Paola who is an awesome and amazing dance artist, and she's a faculty member as well. And to assist us, because many times we have a lot of kids and we want to make sure we give them as much one-on-one as possible, we have several theater and dance majors, upper division, who have had many courses and a lot of experience that are going to help out as well. And so these kids are going to get a lot of very specialized attention by individuals who are trained in what they do.
It's come to a point sometimes where, you know, in the 60s, 50s, sometimes people identify different dances, you know, like the mashed potato, the swim, the twist, whatever. And so, but now we have a lot of contemporary dancing. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of jazz dancing. And sometimes, you know, the child will, as you mentioned, they're hams, so they can kind of move to whatever, you know, beat they have. But tell us a little bit about the dancing and how it's structured and, you know, what kind of music is it going to be and just basically, what can parents expect once
Sure.
your child is finished?
And so with the dance camp, just because it's a little different from theater, because with theater, once we know everyone that's registered, we will select a play to kind of fit that. With dance, they have a little bit more flexibility because you can kind of pick and fit what works with the skills of the students that are there. So Sandra is definitely going to focus on ballet, jazz, and contemporary. But if with the group of kiddos that she has, let's say we have some students that are really skilled in ballet, she'll probably tailor it to include more ballet. Or maybe they don't have a lot of ballet and they're not too strong in that. She may lean more on contemporary. So she has a lot of flexibility, which I think is really cool. And so she can kind of tailor it to the needs and the skills of the students that are involved. And they, too, will also have that final performance at the very end. That way they can show off everything that they've learned.
The acting part, you, mm-hmm. you mentioned that the children do a great job of, you know, memorizing their lines, and that is always something difficult, but at the same time it's kind of interesting because children are free and they'll, you know, ad lib, they'll say whatever's on their mind. That's why that show Art Linkletter Kids Say the Darnest mm-hmm. Thing was so popular. As far as the acting, are they going to be doing like classical things or something contemporary? What are they going to be doing?
Sure. It does depend, just because we do make sure that every child gets a role. So we don't make that decision until the first day of camp, because we sometimes, if we have slots available, we still have people registering that first day. So for example, last year, what we did with the advanced camp, because we had a really strong group of kids, we did the Greek classic Medea. And it turned out amazing. I get chills right now just thinking about it. It was beautiful and stunning. And usually for the younger kiddos, depending on how many that we have, we've had it where some years we've had so many kids and so many talented kids that one year we did three plays, which was a little bit crazy, but we had so many kids that were so talented and we wanted to make sure that they had as many speaking roles as possible. So we did three 20-minute plays, which is a lot of work. Last year, what we did is we did three short, very short plays, but they were based on folk tales. And so we had, it was called The Boy Who Wanted the Willies, which was this really cute story about a little boy who couldn't get scared. And he wanted to. So he was trying to find different scary places in order to get scared. And then that was accompanied by another folktale called The Adventures of Mouse Deer, which very much, you know, teaches us that when we try and trick people, it's always going to come back and get us. And so, again, it very much depends on the students. And I think we're really lucky that we have that flexibility to tailor to the skills and the needs of the kiddos that we do have registered.
You mentioned at that one point that you meant you had three 20-minute plays. And so a lot of that involves people forget. And that behind every play, there's a lot more that goes on besides with these people acting and memorizing lines. So behind the scenes, is that going to be mostly the students helping you, or is there another camp, or do they learn about behind the scenes as well during these things?
They learn a little bit about it, but just because we only have 3 weeks, 15 days to put this together, we really focus on the acting process. And the student assistants that help out really take care of the technical aspects of it. But the students will participate in what we call a costume parade, which is done in theater so everyone can see what kind of costumes, if things match, how things look together. They will participate in dress rehearsals, technical rehearsals. That way, hopefully, if they go on to do plays with us or with other people, they know what that process is like. And so most of the tech stuff will be covered by us, the instructors, or other student assistants, just because in 15 days, that's really impossible. We want them to get a good acting experience.
As far as choosing material for mm-hmm. the camps, and because the reason I bring this up is because sometimes there is a cultural difference. And sometimes we have, you know, children from different ethnicities or different social statuses that perhaps they haven't been exposed to some of these Greek plays or these folk tales. And then sometimes that, you know, that enlightens them because they go, wow, that's a great story. Mm-hmm. Never heard that. And then there are others who go, oh, wow, I've read this story, but I've always heard that it was kind of boring. But these guys have turned it into something else.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of theater. It really incorporates a lot of skills that kids have. So as we're going through the process, even though they're working on memorizing lines or having to figure out where they're standing, the meanings of their words, we also do give them the context of where these pieces came from, what they mean, maybe what the playwright was thinking about when they were putting these words together. And so I think it also enhances a lot of academic skills. Even though theater is fun and amazing, we often forget that it's a huge reflection of our society, right? Somebody wrote it at a time, it was important to them. And that's something that we want the kids to get out of that too, because that's a really important skill, not just in theater, but very much in life.
Something that is very difficult to do, and a lot of people take it for granted, and that is choreography. And you all, I'm sure, are going to be using a lot of this, especially in the contemporary dance. So what about the choreography? And, you know, the children might ask, well, why do I have to move this way? How can I move this way? And then before they, you know it, as you mentioned, children are hams. So they really jump into that role and start doing what you ask them to.
Definitely. And Sandra is really skilled. She has a wonderful background. She does a lot of really unique pieces. She does a lot of pieces, not just at UTEP, but also around the community that really speaks to our culture and kind of the different processes that we have in our community. And so I think she can really bring that to the students, because a lot of times, as you were mentioning, and I appreciate that, is that people don't realize all the background, everything else. And I think these opportunities for young kids are going to make that difference. They're going to have that opportunity to learn where these things come from, or maybe get some history of dance, because we think, oh, you just move. And it's like, no, there's something behind that. There's a purpose why you're doing it. And I think very often we think dance is easy, and it's not, because you don't have words. You're telling a story with the movements of your body. And that is really hard, because you don't have anything else to lean on except for those movements. And I think Sandra is extremely skilled at that, and I'm really excited for her to teach the kiddos.
I'm glad that you brought up the history of the dance, because many times, and perhaps you know, people my age or older, our parents say, well, I remember when, you know, dancing was special, and, you know, we would go out to dances and it was fun. And now people don't really dance anymore. They just do whatever they want, and they want to bring it back. So mm-hmm. in sharing that, I'm sure that the kids are enlightened to dancing and the art that it is.
Definitely, and to understand that there's a discipline behind art. I think, again, that it's a wonderful form of expression. It should be fun and enjoyable, but it does take a great deal of discipline to be an artist. And I think often people forget that, like, oh, you just get up and do it. No, it takes time, effort, rehearsal, and dedication. And I think those are valuable skills in the arts and elsewhere.
As far as the registration, we haven't talked about that. Mm-hmm. What do people need to do, Adriana?
So we have all the forms available online. They can go to theater, dance, which is all one word, and theater spelled with an R-E, .utep.edu. They will go there. You will see a link that says summer camp. Just click on it, and then all the forms will be available. And they can email it to me, and my email address is adrianad@utep.edu. That's adrianad@utep.edu. They can fax it, or they can mail it in, and all of that information is there online.
And something that's very important that we need to bring up also, there's that limited financial assistance available. But, you know, by the time people listen to this or log on, it may be all gone, but that doesn't matter, mean that the child can't participate, because there are ways.
Exactly. And we are going to extend that deadline. And so we will extend it until the weekend. So this will be, you know, Friday. So until Saturday, people can still email it into me, because we know that sometimes cost can be prohibitive. But when you think about it, it's like $5 an hour, which is nothing. And so we definitely want to have as many students as possible participate. And we don't want finances to be that one thing that's going to stop them from participating in the arts.
Adriana, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Adriana Dominguez. She is the Director of Audience Development for Theater and Dance, also clinical professor, talking about the summer theater and dance camps, which will be taking place June the 8th through the 26th. Again, if you want more information, you go to Theater Dance, all one word, .utep.edu, or 747-6213. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas El Paso Communication Building. Our producer is DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.